Back to the news. A home has been trashed as Airbnb guests flee. P's and thank yous. A city market stall shuts up shop and site of new hospice breaks ground.
An Airbnb host warned others to be on their guard after falling prey to a scam. Sadie Brown received the last-minute booking for a mum and son and was able to squeeze the pair in. But soon after they arrived, she was alerted that they had cancelled. And when she visited the home in Rosary Road, she found the guests had emptied the Hoover bag everywhere, left dirty clothes strewn across the property, and even disabled the security cameras. Initially, she was fined by Airbnb for her house not being up to standard. The 53-year-old said, "I will now not rent the house out unless there are reviews on Airbnb. I have already deleted another request straight away."
A former pub, which became an eyesore after it was abandoned in 2000, is on the way to being transformed into 5 eco-friendly homes. The timber frames have already been built on the former site of the King's Arms pub in Milecross Lane. During the time it stood abandoned, fly-tipping had left the Milecross site infested by rats, with vandals smashing the pub's windows and graffitiing wooden boards. The site was visited by Councillor Gail Harris, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member for Social Housing, who viewed the progress after work started 6 months ago. She said, "It is fantastic to see this formerly run-down site, which was attracting fly-tipping and antisocial behaviour, being developed into much-needed homes for Norwich people. Buying this site through a compulsory purchase order not only clears up a problematic eyesore in this community, but is a proactive move to deliver on the Council's priority of building and maintaining good quality social housing to meet demand. Work will see a 2-bedroom bungalow, 3 4-bedroom homes and 1 5-bedroom house built on the site. The next step is for roofs to be put in place before the internal fitting of the homes begins. They will be designed to save tenants money on heating and hot water. The project is being managed for the council by Broadland Housing Association, and the homes are being built by Smith of Honingham."
A campaign to open a new hospice in Norfolk has reached a vital milestone amid call from the public to help raise the final 2.9 to complete the project. A formal groundbreaking ceremony took place to celebrate the start of the building work for the new Priscilla Bacon Lodge. The event also marked the launch of the final phase of the fundraising campaign, £2.2 million for 2022. More than 50 guests gathered at the hospice site adjacent to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, including the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Dallant, MBE, Lady Bacon, patron of the charity, and Robert Carter, chair of the Board of Trustees, who formally broke ground with a ceremonial spade. The site of the new hospice was blessed by the Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich.
An £11 million new building aimed at helping the region's largest hospital tackle its growing surgery waiting list has been given the green light. South Norfolk Council has granted planning permission to build the new orthopaedic centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Health bosses say they hope the centre can begin treating its first patients in the summer. They believe the facility is essential to help cut the hospital's waiting list of more than 10,000 people waiting for orthopaedic surgeries. The backlog is the 6th longest in the country and will likely take years to clear. The new centre will perform around 2,500 procedures every year for patients requiring foot, hip, knee or shoulder operations. It will cost £11.4 million overall, with £2 million of this raised by the NNUH's Hospital Charity Foundation.
There are growing calls for city schools to do more to raise awareness of gang culture after recent stabbings. Campaigners have urged teachers and youth workers to educate youngsters following a series of high-profile crimes in Norwich and warnings from police about the impact that county lines drug gangs are having locally. They say that they have encountered a lack of awareness among youths, even from areas where gangs are active. Schools, however, say work is going on to try to steer the most vulnerable pupils away from crime. Among those to raise concerns is Paul Lewis, a boxing coach at Broadside Warriors Boxing Club in New Cossey and a police trainer in Suffolk. He said, "I was talking to our boxers and they told me knife crime and gangs has not come up once in schools. Many of them know of friends involved with county lines. I was gobsmacked that schools are not covering this. It's a taboo subject not talked about, which is where issues can arise." Norwich and Lowestoft rapper Shane Harvey, 25, is an ex-offender who was involved with gangs but has now turned his life around through music. He said he was never taught anything about avoiding gangs as a school child. They should really do lessons at school, even if it's only once a month, to raise awareness of it, the rapper added. A spokeswoman for City Academy Norwich said staff work closely with the Norfolk Constabulary Safer Schools Partnership. She added, "This makes sure that they are well informed of the risks they can be exposed to and supporting them in dealing with situations that could put them at risk." Both staff and our Safer School officer regularly deliver key messages to our students through assemblies and our personal, social, health and economic lessons. Many other schools across the city did not respond when approached for comment, however.